From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he escaped from prison.
Con esta operación son 98.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said with this operation, 98 of 122 of Mexico's most wanted criminals no longer represent a threat to Mexican society, criminals, he said, that for many years have hurt the country. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that the U.S. provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years, and residents and officials in Timbuktu said gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley, took her away. There was no claim of responsibility so far. A suspected U.S. drone strike killed at least 17 Islamic State militants that happened in eastern Afghanistan on Friday, shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Israeli military says 2 Palestinians were shot and killed after trying to stab soldiers at a checkpoint in the West Bank. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over East Jerusalem, a holy site there, sacred to Jews and Muslims. This is VOA News. The spokesman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Stefan Dujarric, spoke with reporters about Mr. Ban's concerns over the intensification of Saudi-led coalition military action in Yemen.
We've also received troubling reports of the use of cluster munitions in attacks on Sana'a on January 6th in several locations. The use of cluster munitions in populated areas may amount to a war crime due to their indiscriminate nature.
Yemen's conflicts pit the government, backed by the Saudi-led coalition against Shiite rebels known as Houthis, allied with a former president and backed by Iran. Houthis took over Sana'a in September of 2014, and the Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes against the Houthis in March. Peace negotiations were launched in December to try to end the conflict, and a ceasefire was declared, but both government forces and rebels ignored it. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says the officer was struck 3 times in his left arm, but managed to fight back and hit his attacker with shots, who was later apprehended. Suspect said he carried out the attack because of his Islamic beliefs. However, Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney said the attack has nothing to do with Islam.
That is abhorrent. It's terrible, and it does not represent the religion in any way, shape, or form, or any of its teachings. This is a criminal with a stolen gun who tried to kill one of our officers. It has nothing to do with being a Muslim or following the Islamic faith.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months. U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoils and other headwinds. On the larger financial page, key Chinese stocks indexes posting gains on Friday after down days, while other stock markets were mixed. European stock indexes declined Friday, London's FTSE off 0.2%, Germany's DAX down 0.8%, and the CAC in Paris down a bit more than 1%. A wave of late selling pummeled U.S. stocks on Friday and pushed the market to its worst week in 4 years. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it passed through Congress in an election year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.